Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special episode of Do the Zeit Thing. I'm Jack O'Brien, and that over there is...
It's me.
Whoa!
It's
he's
me,
back.
Baby. It's Lando Calrissian. And I don't know if y'all saw that new fucking Star Wars, but yeah. Oh my God.
You thought he was sundowning?
The whole time. I just started doing a bit with my friends after we saw it, where I just kept saying stuff. It was like, it was me, C-3P, Han Solo, and Spartacus himself, Charlton Heston.
Did you see Sherry O'Terry do Barbara Walters?
No.
So because of the whole 2020 thing,
2020.
She went on the countdown and made Anderson Cooper topple over with laughter.
Really?
She did these constructions where just like that, where she was talking about like she's like I'll be joined by political upstart Bob Dole, blah blah, just all these like washed ass references, but like would have been a star studded lineup right, 50 years ago. But the best line she killed me said, "And Spartacus himself, Charlton." Or no, Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas.
Isn't that
yeah, that is who it is, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Charlton. What was his biggest role?
Kirk Douglas?
No, Charlton
Heston was the Planet of the Apes. Yeah.
That's his biggest one.
Damn Dirty Apes. I think so. And then wasn't he was he Ben-Hur?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, Ben-Hur. And the Ten Commandments. Oh, he's done it all.
He's done it all. Let's get into what's trending today.
Oh yeah,
today, mate.
Yeah, today, right?
Greta versus Meatloaf.
Yeah, Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg versus the meal Meatloaf.
Yeah, the washed singer Meatloaf.
Damn.
Meatfuck.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is that she is irresistible to old boomers.
Oh yeah, they hate her.
I mean, this one is all about. He gave an interview in the Daily Mail like earlier this year. A couple days ago. That where he was basically saying like, quote, she has been brainwashed into thinking that there is climate change and there isn't. She hasn't done anything wrong, but she's been forced into thinking that what she is saying is true.
So
what a boomer take, bro.
Right. What? So her belief is on the side of scientific consensus, and his take, because he's old, is the right one?
I don't know. I mean, her response was, it's not about, you know, what some people call right. me. It's not about left or right. It's all about scientific facts and that we're not aware of the situation. Very easy.
Right.
Very free of ideology. But I guess if you are already like a old conservative, you already have this like disdain for like academics.
Right. And so, anyone younger who thinks that they know something you don't.
Right.
Right. That drives them mad. It's just real. Have you ever seen the interview with Buzz Bissinger where they have Will Leach from Deadspin on?
No.
Oh, man, it's great. I'll have to share it with you sometime. But he's just so mad at the internet. Buzz Bissinger. He's just so upset.
It's like, okay, who comes up with this crap?
Anytime this shit, something like this happens.
Yeah, so Meatwad can take a big seat.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's just, first of all, like brainwashed.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much of a hero of the right he was.
Is he?
I mean, with this,
because he did well on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, did he do well on there?
Yeah, I know that he was on there and wept.
The only thing I do remember, the last thing I remember was in 2011, he did the halftime show for the Aussie Rules football, like AFL, like Aussie Rules football.
And nailed it.
It's the greatest fucked up halftime show you'll ever see.
Just a complete utter failure.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everything goes wrong.
Right.
But mostly with his voice. Like, he's not in key by any stretch of the imagination. Like, it was actually like an act of violence against the people in the stadium, in my estimation.
Yeah. It was Corey Haim level after the.
You mean Corey Feldman?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Millennia. When he has like women in like angel outfits.
I love
outfits.
That you knew what I was talking about.
I love, those are some of my favorite videos, are watching celebrities go outside of their wheelhouse and be like, I've been given this like false sense of confidence and you're about to see it play out hilariously.
Yeah, the amazing thing about that performance was that he wasn't even in like on the field at the at the minor league game. He was in the concourse.
Yeah. And it was like, I believe it was after the game.
After a minor league game.
And even then most people were there for the lulz.
Yeah.
They weren't there to to be like I love his
name. There were a lot of ironic woos going on.
Especially when he started breaking it down like Michael Jackson.
Yes. Now, he's not copying Michael Jackson. He's influenced by Michael Jackson.
He's under the influence.
Like, Michael Jackson and him share similar influences. So I guess you could say that he has some things to do.
You can say that if the dipper of life was dipped into the same amniotic waters from which they grew.
Fuck. Puerto Rico, earthquake, also trending. Pretty bad one, 5.8. Happened at 5:32 a.m. Eastern time. And
The damage, I mean, it's not like super horrific, catastrophic, but it's a lot of damage. Luckily, there was no like tsunami warning or anything like that. But it seems like the potential for like aftershocks and continued rumblings is very high. So, let's keep them on our minds because we've yet to even fully address the devastation from the hurricanes.
Yeah, that happened how many weeks ago? Oh, like years. Years ago.
Yeah, over 2 years ago.
Over 2 years. George Lopez is trending. He had sort of the inverse of Meatloaf, sort of the...
Yeah, he commented on a post that said like the Iranian government put an $80 billion bounty on the president.
Right.
And he commented, we'll do it for half.
Right.
And cue the conservative outrage machine.
They didn't like that?
No, man. They didn't. A lot of like, it was weird how they had to admit that people would, you know, like take veiled, make veiled assassination jokes. Or in the case of Ted Nugent, not even veiled.
Right.
Like just being like,
Obama.
Yeah. Like, where they're like, imagine if, you know, when this is said about President Obama, it's not a joke. But when it's George Lopez, it's a joke.
Right.
So it's like, but hold on, y'all aren't there when.
Right.
They're saying this.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think that's the best thing. Or, I mean, look, I wouldn't do that because I don't want to explain a joke to people.
Yeah.
But that's well within George Lopez's right to do it. And I think he knew the smoke that comes along with those kinds of jokes.
Yeah.
Diamond and Silk were, you know, obviously great protectors of our comedic traditions in this country. We're told, said, they're just like, I think it's time for the FBI or like the CIA to pay him a visit. It's like, the CIA wouldn't.
I mean, the Secret Service, if you make a joke about the president, you just get a knock on your door.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are people I know who have made that mistake.
Well, it's not even a mistake. It's like a very, very clear comedy joke book about presidents.
Yes.
And it's like, wait, how would you fight Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah. This is a sentiment that I'm seeing kind of elsewhere. I saw one tweet where it was a translation. I don't even know if it was an accurate translation where I think it was the leader of Iran was talking about how, like, when he says death to America, we just mean Trump and Pence and
Pompeo.
And somebody was like, oh, we're cool then. And I was like, but
whatever you got to do to sleep at night.
Right.
Very hard to sleep at night these days.
Yes.
Turns out.
Prodigy 7700.
Yeah, I thought it was a Mobb Deep spinoff.
I know.
Album.
Right?
Not.
No.
Didn't Prodigy pass away?
He did.
Damn. What happened? What
happened to Prodigy?
What happened to all of us? Oh, yeah. That was in 2017. Damn.
Yeah, that was years ago.
But yeah, it's a toilet.
Right.
And I was like, why the fuck is this trending? And it basically is, it looks like just an American ripoff of a Japanese toilet.
Right.
So it has like the same sort of wall remote. It has, you know, dual flush technology. It's not technology. You basically did you pee or did you poo?
Right.
And we'll put the requisite amount of water through the toilet so you don't waste it.
We've had that for a while.
Yeah,
right?
But again, I like that it's called dual flush technology.
Right.
Okay, fine.
That sounds cool.
Remote control spray settings and air dryer. So, okay, so you can figure, because it has a bidet built in.
That is pretty dope. I have been to an Airbnb where they had that,
yeah.
And that is a game changer.
Did it have a blow dryer for your butthole,
yeah,
too?
It did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I guess you can.
Which I need.
Yeah.
For that extra body.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
On my butt hair. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You get some more volume in it. And it comes with a curling brush, too. Style your butt, your ass hairs.
Oh, no.
Automatic open and close lid, night light, so you don't piss all over the seat in the darkness.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty much the same thing. It's, again, to me, this is basically called goes to Japan once, the toilet.
Right.
And they're saying, like, it's I think it's only being sold at Costco and, like, Home Depot, but they're like, yeah, and it's a very affordable price. It's $2,400.
Jesus.
And I mean, like, granted, look, the OG Japanese god toilet, as we all know, is the Toto washlet. And like, they have new attachments.
How much is that?
You can get attachments that are like 500 up to 3,000 up to full blown toilets that are around the same price.
Oh, but they will attach to your existing toilet.
They have ones where you just change the seat.
Interesting.
And you put their seat on, and then it's sort of like how that other, like, startup bidet company works. You just attach like a separate water line to it so you can actually power the booty spray.
Now, one question I have, one of the features they offer, warm seat, totally understandable, mm-hmm. and heated water.
Yeah.
Is that like in case of a splash?
No, I think because you don't want to like blast your butthole with like frigid ice water.
Oh, heated water for the
bidet.
I was thinking of just the water that sits in the toilet. I was like, you just want your things that you're dropping off down there to be
could
comfy.
Could you imagine the backsplash? You're like, I wish that was warm. Like a big stew. Like I'm taking a dump in a stew pot. Like,
what the fuck? That is so stupid that
I
thought that.
Because the other thing, too, is like with the seat warmer,
right.
Especially if you live in a place with like cold weather, the ambient temperature, if you don't have your heat blasting in your house, you could just be sitting butthole down on an ice surface.
Right.
And the thing, I don't know, this is the thing my mom and older Japanese people would tell me to explain why the seats were heated is because older people, like the temperature change would cause like a reflex that could possibly like be dangerous to their health. Like trigger some kind of cardiovascular event.
People from other countries that aren't America do not like temperature changes. That is of any sort.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like
Americans
cold,
do?
Yeah, like cold beverages and shit like that. Like on a hot day, like that's a big thing in America that other countries. Like if you go to Europe or you know anybody I know who's like from another country, they think that's like gonna kill you.
Oh, I've not heard that.
You've
but
never
I guess
had that?
More. I've been more like where you had the beer that's not cold, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's just room temperature.
Yeah, no, that's like you can't get icing.
Well,
your
I guess
Coke
it's also
there.
Like an old person thing too, because like my mom's generation of Japanese people, bro, ice water, you think you're trying, like, actually, they're like, are you doing some kind of, like,
black magic,
like, sacrifice of your spirit by drinking this?
My host's family, when I was over in Spain, I had really bad allergies back then, and the mom was convinced that it was because I was drinking too cold of beverages and, like, would only let me drink hot water. I was like, fuck, man, this is terrible. Yeah. I know it's not that. I know I have allergies.
You're putting all this cold into your body.
Right, exactly.
Like, at a certain point, my body temperature will overpower that.
Yes. And then real briefly, Jeffrey Epstein. So there was a 60 Minutes report last night that I did not watch yet. But Jeffrey Epstein's family pathologist claims that in addition to the 60 Minutes report, there are new autopsy pictures. And the family pathologist is claiming that the noose doesn't match the wound on the neck. And if you look at it, I am not... capable of making that
good. I'm glad you're able to be honest about that. Right.
I have no idea what he's talking about, but so to the naked eye,
fuck do these autopsy pics come out in public so quickly?
I know. It's pretty horrifying, to be like, totally honest.
It's really wow.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the ligature marks do not match what the supposed makeshift noose was.
Yes.
I mean, here's the deal, man. Those photos are not, I think everyone knew the stakes were too high for Jeffrey Epstein to testify in a court out loud against very powerful people.
Yeah. We were all kind of expecting something like this to happen. And Jesus Christ, there's some dark shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're really, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, get the story out there.
All right, guys. Well, that is our first trending zeitgeist back in the saddle. Hope you enjoyed it. Miles back on tomorrow's episode. It's a corker. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Senator Bob Corker.
Bob Corker. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.